COVID-19 pandemic had been affecting international students from their studies, as some of the students are unable to attend face-to-face learning in university and had been completely isolated from the university life. It had become a struggle for international students for both their learning and their mental well-being, as university and social life have been considered essential components regarding both the learning aspects and well-being of students. We have interviewed the international student advisor from Griffith University, Ms. Minglin Li, in terms of investigating the common struggles and hardships of international students during the pandemic.
It was very, very hard for everybody. And I had conversations online and when students were stuck in their home countries.
Yeah.
And they were not able to come back because of the travel restrictions. And they thought, okay, so I chose to study at Griffith, but now I have to study here. And what I get from online, of course, different from what I can get through face-to-face interactions with my peers. My observation is they chose to study here for many, many reasons. And one of them would be, maybe two of them, major reasons, would be one, so this is the English-speaking country. And they have the opportunity to practice their English. And they do everything in English, they're exposed to English everywhere they go, but stuck in their home country. And so not much English. And for the students here, as you mentioned earlier, the major problem or issue I have seen was they miss their home, homesick, yes. And this kind of stress, I would say, it is not good for their study and for their life here.
Ms. Li says the main struggles that international students faces are emotional stress in terms of homesickness, isolation, and loneliness, and unable to socialize.
But emotion, I could observe, they felt stressful, but they would not tell. So they just keep that kind of emotion to themselves. I don't think this is good. So that's why, as you know, Griffith University, we have those kind of mental support. So international students would have received those kind of information all the time and through the website. So the Griffith International posted and I posted, and I think students could find the support. So my suggestion would be anybody. So just seek support, talk to somebody. But I really, really want to know if students, international students could tell me what they need, so we could serve better.
Ms. Li says that Griffith University had provided a variety of support to international students in order to help students cope with both their studies and social life. However, she is unable to know and identify some specific cases and situations as students are not willing to open up. She encourages students to express their struggles openly so that Griffith staffs could provide suitable support for students. We have also interviewed an international student, Ms. Morning Lee, who was unable to travel back to Australia to attend face-to-face learning due to the Australian borders restrictions.
I have met a lot of difficulties, such as I have a lack of the relationship with the others and a lack of the help from the teachers in person. You know, studying in university, what's the most important is not only the studying for the knowledge, it's also the society around you. You need to improve your society skills. But when I was locked in my country, I locked off every relationship around me.
Morning says she had been facing a lot of struggles in terms of her learning in university, as there is lack of engagements and interaction with her peers and social life.
Yes, indeed, finding the learning harder than in person. Because everything is online. I am lack of the relationship with my classmates. I can't meet them, and I can't meet my teachers as well. I only could searching the scholar essays and the materials I need online. I can't go to the library. I can't meet my classmates and discussing the questions with them. I felt so lonely when I'm studying alone. Yes, indeed. They did provide many extra help. Well, for example, before our presentation, four of us in our group and the teachers set up the group breakout rooms for each groups, and we could talk to each other and share what we got, the materials, what we found in the group chat, and we could meet each other online. In that way, we don't have the time and space limit. We don't need to spend time on the way to campus.
Morning also says she find it useful when lecturers are providing online support such as online groups, chats or discussion, group breakout rooms and online meetup without any time limit required. To conclude, international students do encounter a variety of emotional stress and hardships in terms of both their social life and learning. We wish both staffs and international students good luck with their work and studies.